your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Yeah, at USAprepares.com, we're all under doctor's care, and that would be Dr. Norman Shealy. We're broadcasting live from Studio A, Amplitude Modulation in the afternoon, 560 and GCN in the morning. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And, class, you know there are over 100 of us here at USAprepares.com. And during the last week, we've grown by 5 more. So joining us is a world-class long-range rifle marksman and world-class custom rifle maker, Daryl Holland. And Gene Kelly joins us. He's the CEO of a company that teaches you how to start your own business with video training. Fabulous, fabulous video training. So if you want to be a welder or a plumber or an electrician or a gunsmith, he's got video training to help you. And he's going to be on in shortly. Ron Norton, he's the founder and CEO of Chiappa Firearms. And Ron Norton is going to be in class this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And Bert Bertonis, he's an inventor and a patent holder in electronics engineer and radio frequency communications from Silicon Valley. He's our science and technology instructor. So there's 5 more that have just joined us. Here's one more. And we want to welcome Adam Fortunate Eagle, the Contrary Warrior, and he's an Indian medicine man. So those are 5 new instructors here at USAprepares.com over the last week. So today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from systemic economic failures, almost all of them man-made. With me in the broadcast classroom today is John Reagan, U.S. Air Force retired officer, and John was involved in the nuclear program with the U.S. Air Force. And welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. Hey, John, you're finishing up work on your book, and we're going to be discussing some of those concepts in your book in this class. And starting a few weeks ago and continuing today, we're holding the third class in survival economics. So it's economics 101, 102. This is 103, and in a couple weeks, 104. So that would be on July 6th. We're going to have survival economics 104. So let's discuss survival economics 103. And we're going to start with what is money?
And we have to do that because the government has lied to us for so long. We have to back up and build the case here. We now have people that are 50 years old that are too young to remember the last time we had real money in circulation. Mm-hmm. That was the silver dimes, quarters, halves, and the silver certificates. We also have people that are 70 years old that are too young to remember the austerity of World War II and the Great Depression. And we have people that are 100 years old that are too young to remember the United States before the Federal Reserve and the income tax.
Mm. Yes, so right. Yeah, today John, the reason that, why some people might ask why we have an Indian medicine man as part of USAprepares.com, and you were talking about lies. Well, he can tell you all about lies. He's about 83 years old, and he knows how the United States government has lied and lied and lied to the American Indians. So he will tell us all about that. So please continue. What I'm saying is these lies are nothing new. Not in our time.
And by the time we get done today, you'll understand why they lie, because if they told the truth, they would not get elected.
Right.
And that might be the least of their worries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you pulled out any of your green money out of your pocket that's Federal Reserve notes, you'll see what's called an obligatory clause. And since 1963, this is read, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. What most people don't know is that this has changed over time. back in 1914, which is the first year of the Fed, it used to say this note is receivable by all national member banks and Federal Reserve banks for all taxes, customs, and public dues. It is redeemable in gold on demand at the Treasury Department of the United States, in the City of Washington, District of Columbia, or in gold or lawful money at any Federal Reserve bank. So in the beginning, they told the truth that Federal Reserve notes were not lawful money. By the time 1963 got here, everybody was used to using them as money, and nobody called them on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to understanding how the government works. Government really just has three sources of funds, and really only one good way of doing it, and that is taxes. And the majority of that nowadays comes from the income tax or taxes on payroll for social insurance programs such as Social Security and Medicare. When government doesn't bring in enough money through taxes, then they start borrowing money. They have done this tremendously, especially since the 80s, to the point now where we have nearly $16 trillion in stated debt. What the federal government has that state and local governments doesn't is the ability to print money. And technically the way they do this is they issue debt in the form of treasury securities, and they borrow the money, which is created out of thin air, from the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, not a part of the federal government.
And yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve other than the word federal in its name.
And we're going to be talking about a lot of numbers today. I know that's tough on the radio, and if you happen to be in front of your computer, you can bring up the webpage usdebtclock.org, which is basically a real-time dashboard giving you an approximation of what the numbers are. And that's something you can always refer back to in listening to the archive of the show.
Yes, usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org.
And by the time we get done here, you'll understand that there's no way in cutting expenses to balance the budget. You're never going to be able to tax enough to balance the budget. And that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg.
So, John, I believe you're saying that there's no way out of this box.
When we put these numbers together, if you have a solution, I'd like to know, because I've been looking for one for several years now, mm-hmm. and the train wreck is all that I see.
Yep. Okay, I remember at the meetup 2 weeks ago, someone came up to you from Florida. They drove up to Missouri from Florida and asked you, you know, what's the possibility of economic collapse? And your words were, it's guaranteed.
It's absolutely
guaranteed. Yeah, please continue, John.
Yeah, the question is timing, and we'll get into that too. But basically, since the derivatives have started unwinding, I believe that that now puts our time frame in months rather than years. I think everybody knows that the national debt is approaching $16 trillion. We're running budget deficits of over $1 trillion a year for the last several years. And to put this in perspective, and if you look at the debt clock, on the right side at the top, it talks about where the tax revenues come from. The income tax is where most of it comes from. The payroll tax is almost equal to the income tax, and that is the tax for Social Security and Medicare. And corporate tax is just really a small amount, and you know, for all practical purposes, it's just there so that they can write regulations to control the companies. But if we look, the income tax brings in just a little bit over $1 trillion a year. So if we just kept all of the tax rates the same and we wanted to balance the budget, mm-hmm. we could take whatever you owed from your 1040, double it, and it would still not be enough to balance the budget. And when you understand that the government double counts the payroll tax for Social Security and Medicare, and that they basically spend it and bring the budget deficit down while putting Treasury securities as IOUs in the so-called lockbox accounts. So if they actually wanted to balance the budget without spending the lockbox money, you'd actually have to triple the income tax that was due.
So John, if we triple the income tax, where would we be?
That would be about $3 trillion worth of income tax.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go ahead and walk through the rest, because I need to – these numbers are all interrelated, and I have to set up the picture so that you can understand how it all fits together. The actual worst part of it all is that we have unfunded liabilities for the social insurance programs. And the way these are calculated, it's much like – You had a child today and you're going to have to pay for college in 18 years. And you wanted to put aside enough money now so that you'd have enough when it's time. And just for picking a number out of thin air, let's say you figure you're going to need $100,000 in 18 years. And you're going to be able to get a locked-in 5% rate, which at the bank, that'd be a high rate nowadays. It used to be the rate on a passbook savings account when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that would say, if you plug that into a financial calculator, that you'd need to put in a little bit over $42,000 today so that you'd have $100,000 in 18 years. Well, when you look at the debt clock and at the bottom, just to the right of center, it says we now have unfunded liabilities of $119 trillion. This number is humongous. You really can't comprehend it. But the way it's calculated, and I guess we'll get to that after the break, is this is what would have to be in the bank earning money to pay the future obligations.
John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. No smiles around here. We'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with me. Yeah, we're talking about survival economics. This is number three in a four-part series. So, and by the way, John Reagan's going to be at the meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner, Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. Everyone's welcome, unless you're a politician. John, we're talking about the USDebtClock.org, and let's continue, please.
Yes, we're talking about the unfunded liabilities of our social insurance programs, which are now up to $119 trillion, mm-hmm. and that's the present value. And just so you understand that this is a fairly complex calculation they go through, they take in all the future expenses minus all the future tax income, and it accounts for things like inflation and population growth and a couple of other factors. So it's somewhat thorough in that respect. I believe the numbers that they use for those calculations are overly optimistic because they overstate revenue and understate expenses. And when you do that, it ends up with a much worse situation.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go ahead and stick with the rosy picture that we would only need $119 trillion in the bank right now to meet these future expenses. And how would we do that when we've got a money supply in the United States, just a few $1 trillion? Our gross domestic product, our economy, is $15 trillion. And we've got total debt of the United States, you know, the government and private debt, of almost $57 trillion. The debt clock lists our national assets at $90 trillion, so we've only got in the neighborhood of $34 trillion. If we could have a fire sale, get everything sold at book value, and try to apply that, it's not near enough money. And to even put it into more perspective, we could go over to the CIA World Factbook and look up the economic factors for the United States and for the world. And it says for the United States, the broadest definition of money, which includes all the depository accounts, we have $12 trillion. Well, that's not even enough to cover our national debt. And even if we had money, you have to invest it somewhere to get a return. And the value of all the publicly traded shares in the U.S. is just over $17 trillion. So we can flip over and look at what's that look like in comparison to the world. And for the world, the stock of broad money at the end of 2011 was estimated at almost $82 trillion. Well, we need $119 trillion, so you could literally say that all the money in the world is not enough to fix the problem of our social insurance program. And even if you had all the money, where would you invest it when the market value of publicly traded shares was estimated at almost $57 trillion? And that still might not be bringing in the rate of return that you would need, even if it were enough. So that's not to say that this program would collapse immediately, but at some point in the future, there's obviously not enough resources to make good on the promises that have been made.
John, are you surprised that the system hasn't collapsed already? I mean, looking at these numbers, and I've been watching this for years, I personally can't believe how it stayed up so long, how it stayed afloat so long. Are you in the same camp, or?
It surprised me, but now that we've had the opportunity to look back and see what was done, you can understand the methods that were used. First off, they introduced the Federal Reserve, which put the fiat currency into our system. For those that don't understand fiat, it means that it has value only because of the government fiat, the government edict, that it uses money.
We're going to talk about what fiat currency is when we come back on the other side of this break. John Reagan's with me. John Reagan's almost got his book done. John Reagan's going to meet up tonight. And John Reagan is a USAPreparedness.com instructor and expo instructor. I'm Vin Finelli, and we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan is with me, U.S. Air Force retired. Hey, John, are you blissed?
Yes, I am.
We're talking about Dr. Shealy's invention. It's called Air Bliss, and it raises the oxytocin level. So a lot of us here at USA Prepares are medicated with Dr. Shealy's Bliss. Fiat currency. John, we were talking about fiat currency. Why don't we go through the definition and just give our class an insight as to what we mean by fiat currency.
Well, fiat currency just means that the money's money simply because the government says so.
Yeah, not that it has any value.
And they actually tell the truth on that. They'll tell you that our dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you break that down. Faith means you have to believe in it. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in it, it doesn't have value. And the second part of that is credit. Well, we have pretty much used up all of our credit. It's getting tougher and tougher to get people to loan money to us. In fact, last year, 61% of the debt was actually bought by the Federal Reserve, which they said they weren't going to do, but I guess they're actually telling the truth on that, too. They didn't actually buy it directly. What they did is they would loan the money to banks at 0.5% interest, and then the banks would buy the Treasury debt at 2% interest, making a nice little return on investment there.
Another Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another Ponzi scheme. And class, if you're wondering why banks are reluctant to lend to you, why should they? When they can get a guaranteed return for doing absolutely nothing. No risk. Please continue, John.
And we were talking about why this hasn't collapsed yet. And one, when you're talking about a large anything, in this case an economy, things move slowly. And this has happened over time. And we went from where gold and silver was money to, in 1933, FDR took away gold from the American public. However, gold was still used internationally at that point. And just as soon as they confiscated gold from the public, they devalued the dollar over 40%, raising the price of gold from $20 an ounce all the way to $35 an ounce.
Yes.
And then that stayed fairly stable up until 1965, when LBJ signed the New Coinage Act at that point, which didn't technically take the silver coins out of the market, but they put in the bad coins that we're used to today into the market. And, of course, people know that the silver coins were worth more than the worthless coins, so the silver disappeared out of circulation. Then later on, they gave a deadline for redeeming silver certificates, so you don't see silver certificates in circulation anymore. And in 1971, President Nixon closed the gold window for the dollar, which is the point at which the dollar became just totally pieces of paper. And he had to do that because France was demanding being paid in gold, because they knew that the dollar was, you know, pretty much worthless. And if he hadn't closed the gold window, the United States would have gone broke back in the 70s.
John, can we step back for just a minute on the redemption of the silver certificates? I know a man who had a business that was a cash business. And many businesses back then in the 1960s were cash businesses. I mean, we didn't have credit cards. We used cash for everything, or checks. And this business took in a lot of paper notes, and they were silver certificates. And I remember this man saying, "This is unbelievable. The bank is paying $1.06 for each silver certificate. So if you brought in a Federal Reserve note that said $1, they would give you $1.06 for each one of those. But there was a deadline, exactly as you said, and that pulled these things right out of circulation."
And surprisingly, up until 1963, the dollar bill was only silver certificates.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until November of 63, just a couple of weeks before JFK was assassinated, that the first $1 Federal Reserve notes came out. And that was the ones that contained the obligatory clause we talked about earlier, that this note is legal tender for all debt, public and private, mm-hmm. that we see today.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what's happened since then is the entire world has gone to fiat currency, and that's how they've been able to build this deck of cards, is that everything's been able to float. But you can only do that for so long before the reality of the situation starts encroaching.
Yeah, and John, I believe that this has a huge role in the American success that we've enjoyed since World War II. We were paying other countries in what they believed was currency that was backed, and it was really just fiat currency. So we could print our way to success where they had to work their way to success.
And there was another trick that happened during the Nixon administration in 73, where Kissinger got the Arab states, particularly Saudi Arabia, to accept dollars as the only currency for oil. Mm-hmm. And then Saudi would in turn invest in our government debt. So for us, that was a great deal, and we didn't really notice too much. But if you lived in any other country in the world and you needed to buy oil, and who doesn't, you first had to buy dollars in order to go buy the oil. And thus the dollar became the reserve currency of the world, and that situation is changing as quickly as they can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're absolutely right. And you use the word trick, and it was a trick. It was a trick on a global scale.
And if we can jump back now to the unfunded liabilities for a moment, I wanted to point out the auditor's statement from the Financial Report of the United States. And if you want to look this up yourself, you can find that report on the Treasury Department's website. And the statement's on page 212. And it talks about the social insurance programs, and they're unable to present an opinion on these statements, including the statement of changes in social insurance amounts, because of uncertainties that are not taken account for. And it goes on to say that the statements of social insurance for 2009, 2008, and 2007 are presented fairly in all material respects in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. And if you go back, 2004 is the earliest that this number was reported in the Financial Report of the United States. And I collected all this information and looked at it and found that these numbers increase somewhere between 5% and 13% a year, which makes sense because it's like the example I gave where you have to, if you wanted to invest for your child's college, you would need to put a certain amount in. And if you didn't do that, then obviously the next year you'd have to add 5% to that just to catch up. And that's kind of the situation here. Since we don't have the money for the social insurance programs, that increase every year starts catching up. And when I do my calculations, I use that 5% minimum that I've seen.
Now, let me make sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that the U.S. Government Accountability Office Auditor's Report is unable to give accurate financial information because why?
Well, let me back up to the statement they had before the social insurances, saying certain material weaknesses in internal control over financial reporting and other limitations on the scope of our work resulted in conditions that continued to prevent us from expressing an opinion on the accompanying accrual-based consolidated financial statements for the fiscal years ended September 30th, 2010 and 11. And that's kind of auditor speak for saying bull and something that rhymes with hit.
So you're saying that the numbers don't look right to them, and they are not going to say that the numbers in their report are accurate because they don't believe them themselves. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Man.
Well,
even the government doesn't believe the government's numbers.
And there's so many other places that we can go on this, and I know we're getting to the end of our hour. But we've covered how all the money in the world is not enough to handle these unfunded liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took and looked at it a different way. And let's say that we wanted to look at it from what we're currently paying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, in a personal budget, you know, you've got to pay your taxes, you got to pay at least the interest on your debt, or you get into trouble, and then what's left over is for living expenses and things like that.
Right.
So I looked at the White House budget, and this is another one of those things that, first off, it's been 3 years since the Congress has actually passed a budget, so we're just having to go by what the White House says. But if we do that, the budget for 2012 is $3.8 trillion. One of the interesting things that we can see out of there is that if you look at what's called the discretionary spending, which is all the legitimate functions of government, probably some illegitimate also, but includes things like defense. Even if you eliminated 100% of the discretionary spending, you would still not have a balanced budget. And what is left over are the mandatory programs, the social insurance programs, and interest. So
let me see if I've got this right. You're saying the mandatory programs, the social programs, interest. So let's talk about that when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's explaining the White House budget. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with me. Talking about the White House budget. And I think you heard before on this broadcast that there's no way, there's absolutely no way that we can see that the economy is going to continue. It is going to collapse, in our opinion. John Reagan, we were talking about the White House budget. Can you just give us a quick thumbnail overview of that? We've got a few minutes left in the broadcast class.
Yes, and if you want to look it up, it's on table S4 of the White House budget, and it shows that all the discretionary costs of government for 2012 is $1.2 or $3 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, even if you eliminated 100% of that, you would still not have a balanced budget. You'd only be paying the entitlement programs and interest on the debt.
We're cooked. Okay.
So, again, I was going back to say, to show, how this would work as a cash budget, mm-hmm, in current terms. The federal government's $3.8 trillion for the year. State and local is bringing in $2.6 trillion from tax income. We're paying, as a country, in total $3.8 trillion. So I'm going to exclude the $0.2 trillion that the federal government is, since it's in the federal budget. So interest, just to, not pay on our debt, just pay the interest on all public and private debt, it would be $3.6 trillion. And then just so that the unfunded liabilities for the social programs don't get worse, 5% of $119 trillion is roughly $6 trillion. So when you add all that up, that is $16 trillion just for federal, local government, interest, and making sure that the social insurance hole doesn't get any deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go back to our debt clock and you look at the size of our economy is $15.2 trillion, that means you would have to tax more than 100% of income just to cover those items. That's not paying any debt, not paying any housing, not paying for any food, just those items.
Obviously, it cannot work. And that's what we said before. We're cooked. So, John, what do you see in the future? What's your prognostication?
Well, that's why you have to tune in 2 weeks for part 104, where we talk about what we can do, because there's not enough time. I don't want to leave it as it's totally hopeless. It's just that if you want the next 60 years to look like the last 60 years, you will be disappointed.
Okay. So, let's see. Let me get my calendar. Okay, I've got it right here. And it looks like Friday, July 6th, right here on GCN, we were going to be talking about Survival Economics 104. John, what are you going to be talking about tonight at the meetup?
Well, tonight we're going to be discussing another important aspect for preparedness, and that's your health and nutrition. And there's a lot of things that I've learned over the years. And, in fact, before moving to the Ozarks, I was in Dallas, Texas, and served as president of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce for 2 years. And during that time, I met a lot of doctors that, you know, had their classic medical school training, and a number of them had been failed by our medical system, lost their health, and how they ended up in these alternative and holistic methodologies to mm-hmm. regain their health. So I'll be talking about some of that, and as you know from the past few weeks, I'm going to throw in a few bonuses for people just to keep it interesting.
John, you pack the house every Friday night. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. That's Springfield, Missouri class. So if you're in the neighborhood and you'd like to come spend some time with us, every Friday night we take over a restaurant in Springfield. It's all free. We've got world-class seminars every Friday night. Tonight it's going to be John Reagan. He backs the house. We're going to be talking about health, nutrition, and long-term storage foods. I'm Ben Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. John Reagan, thank you so much. Alex Jones, coming up next on GCN.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.